Let's do this.
Yeah, I know.
Well, this was the best part, I think.
Yeah, I especially enjoyed this bit. It reminds me of a summer's day with my adopted parents and...
adopted dog.
My adopted dog. And
I didn't know it was adopted.
No.
You told it later.
And he was very upset.
Yeah.
He was a very upset dog.
He made a sound like fuck you.
It's a little bit like... But that's the thing about dogs, is you never really know if they are conscious of how doggish they are.
It used to be a member of KTC.
Yes, KTC.
KTC.
And if you remember, KTC...
It was a T in KTC, actually.
It was a T. It was T for dog.
Yeah, yeah, T for dog. And for, you know, your K for Carl.
Carl.
From Connie.
And Klaus.
C for... Well, they call me Klaus, but my real name's Carl.
Because you can't have two Carls in the same...
You can't have two Carls, so...
We were
for Klaus.
They were going to be called My Two Carls, but it was...
But we had a dog.
We had a dog as well.
You know. I think TLC had the same problem.
Yes.
Because
it was tender, loving, and Carl.
Tender, loving, Carl. And, but, you know, because they had... You can only have, like, tender and Carl.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that Carls are... Not so tender. Yeah, they're actually, more of the bit of misanthropic side.
They're gritty.
Like,
they're gritty, like a
summer's day.
Like that Gary Oldman film.
Grit? True Grit.
True Grit, by Gary Oldman.
True Grit.
And that's the main issue, I think, between Gary Oldman and his film, The Truest Grit.
So when did we decide to make a totally portable Cody Core band with your adopted dog?
Because we're brilliant.
And we started off supporting Dr. Alban.
Yes, we followed Dr. Alban because Dr. Alban didn't want to go on after us.
Yeah, well.
Because his name is also Carl.
Yeah.
His name is Dr. Carl Alban.
And we know he's not a real doctor.
No.
But
he's not a doctor
he wants
of science.
To shut us up.
He's a real doctor, but he's just not a doctor of science. He's a doctor of literature.
Doctor of literature. Yeah.
He's not an MD. He's not Dr. Carl Alban, MD.
Doctor of breakfast cereal. If you're a breakfast cereal, you become a captain. See, that's why you have Captain Crunch.
Yes, it's not Dr. Crunch.
Yeah.
Or Dr. Frosty.
He's not even a doctor of dance music.
No.
Because everyone knows that the doctors of dance music are DJs.
Yes.
They're not a DR, they're a DJ.
Yes. Which, I often wondered whether the actor David Jason ever thought about becoming DJ David Jason. Some of you may remember David Jason. He was the voice of Duckula. And also, he played Will on The Only Fool and Horse.
Carl. That was fantastic, but that was not you screaming, just then.
That was not me screaming. That was some guy.
I think it was our recordist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's also named Carl.
Yeah. When he's not trying to remain anonymous.
But if you type in Carl into the Google,
with a K,
you'll find him.
And a C. Well, he's a Carl with a K and a C.
Yes,
actually.
It's C-K-A-R-L-L.
Yeah. With a silent O-S.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you do go to the Google and type in C-K-A-R-L-L-O-S, and go to the first person with a microphone, that's likely to be him.
Yeah, you can see that, like, that's, you know, it's his vocal style. It's all through our first release.
And as you may or may not, this was featured in the Tate Gallery's most influential Underbridge Extravaganzas Expo of 1998.
Underbridge.
Sorry.
Just to make that clear. Yeah.
Because in terms of modern art, you really can't get better than being under a bridge.
We got the secrets, Cody Core.
It's basically about being Cody.
We know about the Carls. We know about Carl Alban.
We know about Carl Stadt.
We know about the unabridged Carl Alban Almanac.
Dr. Carl Alban, MD Almanac.
Doctor of Literature, but where are the books?
Well, the books are...
Where are the books?
They're not really books, you see. They're written on the back of cereal packets.
See, yeah, but it's not...
Do you remember
that ain't no
Carl?
That ain't no Core.
Well,
we wanted to be Carl Core.
Yeah.
For a while. But
there was already another group.
I met a Carl once. He was an asshole. I didn't want to represent him by having like the extreme of something related to a Carl, which what a Carl Core would be.
Yes, but please don't get that confused with Carl Orff, the writer.
Yeah, Carl
Orff, the Exorcist.
The Carl Orff. No. Carl Core.
Carl Core.
But this is like Cody Core.
Cody Core is different
because I'm Cody. You're Cody.
Yeah. He's Carl. I'm Carl.
Ich bin Cody. Du bist Cody.
Genau.
Wir sind Cody.
Wir bist sehr Cody. It is Geilest, Underbrücken, Spaß,
under a bridge.
Macker, Doctor.
And for flight, and also like for the Cody Bridge. See, that was the thing. This was under a bridge. It wasn't under the Cody Bridge.
No, it wasn't under the Cody Bridge.
We are actually from under the Cockwell Saddam Bridge. Like, we live underneath the Cockwell Saddam Bridge.
If you can imagine two trolls named Carl who live under the Cotty Bridge.
Then you would know our trolls.
called Carl.
Yes, they're both named Carl.
Yeah.
We are named Carl.
And, you know, they live really close, but, you know, that's not us. But if you see them, then, you know, you can ask.
I am not sure when it became a good idea to name all the trolls Carl, but I guess it must have happened around the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Yes, absolutely.
The second greatest thing that ever happened in Germany, the first being...
Koikor.
And
the third being...
When H.P. Baxter presented the X Factor.
It's true. H.P. Baxter knows what's up.
He does know what's up.
He knows that Dr. Alban is not a doctor.
He's not a real doctor. He's not an M.D.
Yes.
But neither is H.P. Baxter. He's not H.P. Baxter, M.D.
It's true.
Which would be strange also.
But that's why he shows the H.P.
H.P.?
Yeah.
H.P. Baxter
is actually made out of H.P. sauce.
Yes. Which is why he is so tanned.
It's true. He doesn't go to a salon. Everyone thinks that he is doing this. He is actually bathed in H.P. sauce.
And if you cut him, does he not bleed? H.P. sauce?
He bleeds. HP can bleed.
And energy.
And energy. And he's looking out for the ravens around the nation, and that's what we feel that we are doing. We are localized in the Codicore Extreme Terror Corps experience. What you did just then was amazing.
Thanks. I'm really enjoying your particular thing. What are you doing?
This part here, when I look at you, reminds me of this part that I did, which is amazing.
Yes. We spent a long time in the rehearsal room coming up with that part.
Yeah.
It's a very tricky maneuver to pull off.
And because I was really drunk, I'm not sure that I did it right, but I think listening back, I think it was the correct decision.
I think it was good. I think it was good. I think it gave it meaning and flavor.
Well, you know, the drink had flavor.
The drink had flavor. Was it a sangria drink?
It was. Sangria was the summer drink of the top of the time.
It was the summer of 44, and we were drinking sangria under a bridge. His name was Carl, my name was Carl.
We're from Kopf, Lissadam, Terra, Corpse.
Genau.
A lot of people misspell the corpse. It means a dead body.
Yes.
It's
please
not...
don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be... It's wrong of you.
Yeah, we don't want to get confused. Like, there's these people out in the Hollands. Yeah, we don't fuck with them.
No. They're scary people. They dance with their friends.
Well, scary because they're fucking boring. Like, Codicore is like,
well, it's beyond futurist.
Yeah.
You know?
It's something like, that I just wouldn't be able to comprehend.
If you're making music for the future, what lies beyond that? Well, I tell you what. It's Codicore.
Yeah.
Ooh, this movement is really cool.
And you can, like, you move, like, so far out beyond the metaphysical boundaries of, you know, the vanguard of art, science, philosophy, all of the major disciplines that,
yes,
like, humanity has curated in its so-called enlightened lifetime.
Mm.
But you, in the end, all you have is localization.
And all roads lead to Codicore.
All roads lead to motherfucking Codicore. Motherfucker.
And that's basically what people have been saying for generations, but, I mean, it was written out of the history books, because people can't handle that kind of thing.
And we're not going for, like, manifestos here. It's too simplistic. You know, you can have, like, a million different genre names or whatever. Codicore is not a genre. We have to make this extremely clear. When you listen and you feel the live Kopf, Lissadam, Terra, Corpse show, be aware that Codicore is not a genre. It is not a lifestyle. It is not Dr. Alban.
M.D.
It is not H.P. Baxter. H.P.
It's a little beyond that. Maybe your brain can't handle it.
But maybe it can.
Maybe it can.
Maybe it can.
Or maybe it just can't.
Also true.
Why did you choose the Creative Zen MP3 player as your weapon of choice?
Well, it has a superior output. And
it has one output.
And it can hold information, which in this day and age is very important.
Can a guitar do that?
A guitar cannot hold information.
Can a drum do that?
A drummer cannot hold information.
Can a singer do that?
A singer could possibly do that.
Can a microphone do that?
No, a microphone cannot hold information.
It's true.
I cannot make this clear.
Yeah.
There might be a keyboard or magical flute that could hold information, but I've yet to come across it.
Yeah, maybe a hybrid, you know, biomechanic. I mean, we are, you know,
yeah,
we're
on the edge of this. This building. Magical, cybernetic, cyborg flutes that hold information.
But none of them have been specificated towards Codicore's needs.
No. But you can't just get any instrument and then glue a USB stick to it, for example.
No, you can't get a singer and glue a USB slot.
No, that's completely missing the point. You can't just buy, I don't know, a cello and put
a USB slot.
No, it's just...
You can't even put two, just because there's room.
And there's plenty of room.
There's plenty of room. You can put one of those PCI slots that there's
all... You can probably build an entire computer.
You can probably put a whole computer inside a cello. But it's like, that ain't Codicore.
That's not Codicore. That's true stuff. That's the kind of highbrow bullshit that means we will set fire to your art space.
Yeah. We're not even reinventing the wheel.
No, we're reinventing the schmeal.
What's your name?
Kopf, Lissadam, Terra, Corpse.
Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure, Carl.
Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
Till next time, Carl.
Bye, Carl.
Love you, Carl.
Love you too, Carl.
Love you more, Carl.
See you under the bridge, Carl.
Yeah, we did that.
Ha 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 ha